friends. Welcome to Comedy Capers. This particular tidbit being dedicated to public enemies, and I don't mean saxophone players. After all, a saxophone is just an ill woodwind that nobody blows good. But there are lots of public enemies, and maybe when our ensemble, or rather the Varsity Three, get through, we'll find that there must be a heaven for tough guys because somebody stole Gabriel's horn.
They'll be coming, they'll be going, they'll be waiting for the blowing, but they'll all be left on judgment day. Someone stole Gabriel's horn. Oh, they'll be weeping, they'll be gnashing, they'll be fighting, they'll be clashing, when the Lord steps down in front to say, someone stole Gabriel's horn. Oh, Gabriel took so long to learn it. Oh, what a time to please return it. They'll be hopping like a pigeon, they'll be shouting sweet religion, but they'll all be left on judgment day. The summer so Gabriel's horn.
Thank you, boys, and here are public enemies one and two. These boys are so tough, they gave the local police 24 hours to get out of town. But just a little balmy, so please don't send any squirrels to the fireman's child and his pal, the visiting fireman.
Well, what ho, what ho, what horribly ho, dear old playmates. Hark ye to the fireman's child
and the visiting fireman.
Well, at this point, we present a playlist entitled The Bouncing Bourbon Murder Case.
Now, wait a minute. Take it easy.
What's the matter?
Bourbon has nothing to do with murder.
No, but it makes a nice case, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's my mistake.
Social?
Of course. My apologies.
Accept it.
Thank you.
Not at all. Do you mind if I slap you with a ripe banana?
No, go right ahead. That's okay.
Well, the scene of our playlist is laid in Scotland Yard. It is a bright May morning, and Inspector Schnapp is seated at his desk, putting his firm signature on a very large hangover. The phone rings. Hello?
Is this Inspector Schnapp of Scotland Yard?
Yes, it is. There must be some mistake in your call. Will you please dial the wrong number? Confound that telephone. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, is this Middlefinger's Fish Market?
No, no, this is Inspector Schnapp of Scotland Yard, but we have some lovely halibut.
Well, 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 Inspector. I never would have known you in that disguise.
Who is this?
Yes.
Is it Mamie?
I resent that.
Well, see, don't tell me, don't tell me. By the way, who are you?
I'm Inspector Schnapp of Scotland Yard.
That's embarrassing. I thought I was Inspector Schnapp.
Well, take a look at the script.
Just as I thought, I'm the inspector, and you're calling me.
I'm calling you, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, what have you got?
Three cleans.
Oh, fine. I'll meet you at 8 o'clock and bring a friend.
Well, listen, make sure he isn't bald-headed. One of the girls plays billiards.
I see.
Yeah.
By the way, yeah. I'm calling from the estate of Sir Geoffrey Mouthwash, the horse fancier. There's been a murder here.
Murder, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And on my day off, too. Well, tell me, how old is the corpse?
The corpse is 67 years old.
67 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you think it's about time you embalmed him?
And that is the end of scene one. Scene two finds us at the door of the Mouthwash Estate, three more down, with Sergeant Shortsocks and Schnapp, the inspector.
The inspector is cracking a long black whip to keep the flies off his toupee. Curtain?
Well, Inspector, here we are. Shall we go inside?
Yes, but don't ring the doorbell. You might take all the juice out of the cigar lighter.
Very good, sir. My, but this is a very old house, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is.
You know, when I walked in here, I could feel the years growing on me.
Any growing pains, Sergeant?
Yes, Inspector.
Yeah.
As I stand here, I can feel the anodelmini creeping over me.
What was the crack?
I say, I can feel the anodelmini creeping over me.
Well, come to think of it, I've had the same things creeping over me, but I didn't know the Latin name for it, you know.
Yeah. Inspector.
Yeah.
Do you see that picture over the mantel? It's a horse.
A horse?
Yes.
For heaven's sake, for a minute I thought it was my mother-in-law. Isn't that good? What does it say under the picture? I can't read it. It's in English.
Well, it tells all about Sir Geoffrey's favorite horse and how he loved him.
I see.
But don't you think we'd better take a look at the corpse?
Well, is that the corpse over there, or am I looking in a mirror?
No, that's the corpse, all right.
I see. Sergeant, take a few notes.
Right.
The corpse was found huddled over his desk under the picture of Burpee, his favorite horse.
Yes?
He was pasting a small picture of the horse in a scrapbook. Have you got that?
Yes. Oh, here's a clue.
What's that?
That bottle of glue on the table.
A clue.
Yes. The glue is filled, but the bottle isn't overturned.
Well, so what? Are you thirsty?
Huh?
Look, I have the solution of the whole crime.
What is it?
Get this. Sir Geoffrey loved his horse. And he also believed in reincarnation.
That's right.
That is, everybody comes back to Earth in a different form.
Well, so what? Who killed him?
It's all very simple. As he sat at his desk, gluing the picture of the horse in the book, he began to cry and said, Burpee, dear old Burpee. As he said this, the glue jumped out of the bottle and whinnied at him, and he knew that his dear old horse had come back to him as a bottle of glue, and he died of a broken heart. Oh! Oh!
And after listening to those lads, I'm about ready to be measured for a straitjacket myself. So we'd better have something soothing. Aha! The Rhythmettes singing the prisoner's song. How do I know it's Sunday?
How do I know it's Sunday? I slept till almost after 10. Didn't go to church again. How do I know I love you? I wouldn't forget the things I do if I didn't care. How do I know it's Monday? I missed the morning bus again. Planning things for us again. How do I know I love you? I'm up in the dark the whole day through. I'm not aware of the time. Don't care if I'm hungry, sleepy or ill. How do I know it's raining? I left my rubbers neath the bed, wore a Sunday suit and said, How do I know I love you? I wouldn't be late on Sunday or miss the bus on Monday if I didn't care a lot for you. Are you sweet or am I crazy? Yes, you're sweet and I'm crazy, crazy over you. Everything was vague and hazy. I'm the one concerned and lazy. I heard my ma say to my pa, what are we gonna do? How do I know it's Sunday? I slept along with that Sunday and go to church again. How do I know I love you? I wouldn't forget the things I do. If I didn't care, how do I know it's Monday? I miss the morning bus again. Planning things for us again. How do I know I love you? I'm up in the clouds the whole day through. I'm not aware of the time. Don't care if I am hungry, sleepy or real lusty. I stumble when I walk, I stutter when I talk. I'm a daffy daffodil. I'm daffy, how do I know it's raining? I left my rubbers neath the bed, wore a Sunday suit and said, how do I know I love you? I wouldn't be late on Sunday or miss the bus on Monday if I didn't care a lot for you. If I didn't care a lot for you.
Thank you, girls. Thank you. That was great. There's no greater public enemy than the press. At least so Jack and Ruth Hayes insist. But I can't take it. They'll have to fight it out for themselves.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, look at it. I just
Mr. Hayes, pardon him. Well, you remember me, don't you? I was here last week. Remember the girl who was right here?
Oh, yes, I remember you. You're the public enemy.
No, a public enemy is a public nuisance, isn't it?
Oh, yes, and I still say you're a public enemy because you're a nuisance. Listen, you're the girl that's collecting the gorilla's autographs, and you want mine, isn't that?
I don't want your thanks. I'm not collecting gorilla's autographs now.
Now, look, I'm busy. I've got something to do. Will you be a nice little girl and go on home? That's it.
Oh, gee, I can't go home. I haven't any home.
What do you mean you haven't any home?
Oh, I haven't. You see, I was left an orphan.
You were? Well, now, say, isn't that a strange coincidence that we should meet? You know, when I was 5 years old, I was left an orphan.
Yeah, what'd you do with it?
I took it out and bought... Oh, go on. What's the use of talking?
All right.
I'll see you around sometime. Oh, say, Mitchell... When are we going to get together on that game?
Why, any time, Jack.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, what a pest you are. Uh-huh. There's nothing the matter. I'm asking my son about a golf game. Oh. Yeah, we're going to play golf. Do you know how to play golf?
Oh, no, I don't even know how to hold a caddy.
All right, we'll forget that. All right,
My father plays it.
He does. That's nice.
And you know what? Today is my father's birthday, and I'd like to get him a present.
Well, that's easy. Why not get him a new club?
Oh, no, my mother'd be crazy if I did that. He belongs to 6 clubs already.
All right, we won't argue about that part of it.
And you know what?
What?
You know, I saw my father drive a ball 1,000 yards.
Yes.
Wait a minute. What?
Let me tell you, there's nobody can drive a ball that far. Nobody can drive a ball 1,000 yards.
Well, yes, he can.
No, not even your father. No. Well. No, listen, let me tell you. When you tell anything like that, you should always tell the truth. Never lie. Tell the truth always.
Should everyone tell the truth?
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
Well, what would become of advertising, politics, traveling salesmen, Wall Street tips, real estate agents, weekend house parties, lovemaking, and divorce cases if everyone told the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Well, that's well said, Milad. Well said.
How sad.
Yeah, listen, you know, you're a whole lot smarter than you look.
Yeah, you can't tell by the chassis how the engine's going to turn out.
No. Well, you can't. cat at that sometimes. But anyway, I like you, you know? Honestly, you're starting to get in my hair now.
Which one?
No, never mind which one. You know, you're the kind of a girl that I'd like for my wife.
Oh, does your wife need a girl?
Yes, I've got... All right. Well, what's the use of talking
to you?
Well,
I don't know you,
Norman. I know. You're just impossible.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry, but how long can a person remain unconscious and live?
I don't know. How old are you?
Oh, well, it's my own fault. I asked for it. I think after that I better sing a song.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not a public enemy now, am I?
No. You're just my own private public enemy, all right.
All right.
I wanna be your papa, your sweet, sweet loving papa. I don't know why it is that you won't let me. I want you for my mama, your sweet, sweet loving mama. Honey, I don't want you to forget me. I don't wanna carry, yes, I wanna marry. With you, I wanna take a wedding vow. If you like a me, like I like a you. Then, mama, I'm your papa right now. I say, mama, I'm your papa right now. Right now.
Thank you, Ruth and Jack. Well, I think we ought to adopt the Scotch method of electrocuting public enemies. They put all the gangsters up on the roof and tie them to a lightning rod.
They'll be coming, they'll be going, they'll be waiting for the blowing. But the whole bill is on just a day, cause someone stole Gabriel's phone. Oh, they'll be weeping, they'll be gnashing, they'll be fighting, they'll be clashing. When the Lord steps down in front today, cause someone stole Gabriel's phone. Oh, Gabriel took so long to learn it. Oh, was the finder, please return it. They'll be hopping like a pigeon, they'll be shouting sweet religion. But they won't be left on judgment day, cause someone stole Gabriel's phone.
Well, this is the greatest public enemy of all. Your master of ceremonies, Tom Post, going out the hard way and bidding you all goodbye.